Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, and today, of course, is the 22nd anniversary of the attacks on this country by Al-Qaeda to the World Trade Center, the Department of Defense, Pentagon, as well as the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 was put down nose first into the ground. Now, I'm your host, of course, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce. This is one of the most reverent days in the fire service that we have. And we have tomorrow's news tonight, of course, broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. And we're also broadcasting on several different Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country, as well as on some of the leading independent stations out around the countryside, too. Got a great cross-member of people we're talking to. And let's not forget, we also stream live on the Internet worldwide. You can hear us on GCNlive.com. You can hear us on our Salem Media stations. You can hear us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Anywhere and everywhere that you want to be, that you have a computer or a phone that'll pick it up. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters on this special day, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much. Especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers, to our bulk mail center drivers, especially the long-haul guys and gals, because they'll be the ones working today, hauling coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel so we can get around. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social. We're on X as Captain's America, and we're on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the things we got there, because our next two guests we got here, we so happen to have the websites over there, linked to them and all that good stuff, and everything they do you can see. So in the meantime, here he is, the professor of politics himself from California IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we'll go up here and pick up on the upstairs telephone line. She's in the upstairs. Get that one. Okay. So we're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yippee-i-o, Kyle Patty. Okay, 78 degrees, clear skies. Not a bad night at all. Not a bad night at all. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for
which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, I'm going to start it out here. The Vietnamese, Joe Biden made a big deal that the U.S. and Vietnam are inking a historic partnership with his visit, with his eyes totally on China. Oh, really?
buying twice as much stuff now from Vietnam as we had in the past. And apparently there was a sizable deal that was signed by Vietnam on a Boeing contract. Now, what it's worth is I'm not too sure, but apparently it's a very big thing. So because we are, some businesses actually moved, some of our manufacturing businesses actually moved out of China to Vietnam. I think that's pretty much what he's touting and trying to reassure China, hey, we still love you. So that's where we are.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, Denise, I appreciate how you're phrasing that, because certainly Beijing would be listening to every word, no matter how kind of strange it might be with Joe Biden, but they're listening to every word and trying to discern what's really going on. And do you really think that the Biden administration is trying to give some, lack of a better term, covert assurances to Beijing?
I don't think it's covert. I think it's overt. This is, we're bowing. We're almost begging. China. Understand who's been over there recently. Raimondo from the Department of Commerce. We've got John Kerry has gone over there. Bill Gates has gone over there. Janet Yellen's gone over there. So we're begging. But in the meantime, the push-pull on this is that this administration absolutely knows how much China is a threat. And not good for not only the United States, but not good for the world. So we're trying to have it both ways.
All righty, hold that thought, kiddos. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, this Patriots Day, 2023. Don't go anywhere. Jeff's going to take us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle. We'll be right back with Kyle and Denise in just a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO has been saving people money for going on 85 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, all you got to do to find out what they can do for you is go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com. And while you're over there, you can type in your zip code. You'll wind up getting asked a question about what kind of car you're driving, what kind of truck you're driving, et cetera, answer the question, and they'll give you a quote right then and there, right on the Internet. And you'll know what it'll cost you for your insurance, and they'll either save you money or they won't. But where they save you money is when you add things like, oh, gosh, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, all that, bundling it on your car or your truck policy will lower it, all of that. Now, if you really want to save some money, make sure you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. Make sure you put that through GEICO and watch and see what happens to your car insurance policy. It will drop like the proverbial rock. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check it out. See what they can do for you. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is back with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, Mr. Kyle, take it away.
All right, Denise, we understand that obviously these precious metals or rare earth metals are incredibly important as we move forward. So we have got a couple of stories that are sort of playing off one another. Number one, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are evidently in talks to secure these kinds of metals in Africa. But in the same, by the same token, we understand that, I guess geologists have figured out that there might be a huge lithium deposit, maybe one of the world's largest, this along the Oregon-Nevada border, but that of course would take a lot of time to determine. But what's going on with trying to get these metals in Africa?
Well, remember, too, that China, once again, is trying to very hard to have dominion over all rare earth minerals across the globe. And while we think that some friendly countries are not so friendly anymore, some of them realize that that's a very dangerous condition. So Saudi Arabia, you know, they're absolutely full of money. They also, too, see an opportunity. And I think that the United States is using any kind of carrot or any kind of open door that they can find to re-nurture some of these relationships that are collapsing. I almost hate to say that on a day like today, September the 11th, but nonetheless, I think that a lot of people are beginning to realize just how dangerous it is for China to have dominion over rare earth minerals. So wherever they find across the globe, including Africa, we're trying to buddy up to people to kind of join us to compete with China.
Well, you know, of course, yeah, you mentioned September 11th, and of course, throughout the program, we're talking about these different remembrances and those things that happened on that day, and those events continue to reverberate. What do you think, Denise, in your opinion, the state of affairs is today, 22 years later? Are things fundamentally different in terms of our intelligence gathering, our ability to try to see something like that coming, or are we in a worst state of affairs, do you think?
Oh, I think we have some much greater abilities today than we did, you know, even as little as 2 years ago, much less, you know, decades ago. So, but I would also say this, and this is really still disturbing to me. All of the files that were found and collected and brought back to the United States during the bin Laden raid have not been released. Why is that?
Something to hide. They have something to hide, obviously.
Well, stating the obvious there,
yep.
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something to hide. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Denise, let's turn to politics here real quick. And one of the things, of course, we've got the upcoming trial, the indictment that's happened in Fulton County. I think Alan Dershowitz was talking about the idea that this trial should more than likely be moved. And he also mentioned about the idea of whether or not Trump would have been acting in his official capacity as president, and that would necessarily mean that it would move into federal court. But a judge is going to have to make that call. What do you think about this?
A judge has pretty much already made the call on Mark Meadows. He wants it moved, and the judge denied that. So I don't think this is going to get moved unless, you know, people are a whole lot smarter in the legal realm than I am, which isn't hard because I'm not a lawyer. But, yeah, it's already, Mark Meadows has already been denied. So it doesn't look good unless, you know, some other kind of filing happens.
So, in other words, yeah, even though in terms of President Trump acting in his official capacity, you think that that other decision already lays that basis then, that he wasn't?
Well, understand that this is a state crime. And
right.
The reason that they really don't want to do this is because if it's a federal crime, then there can be pardons all over the place. But there cannot be on a state crime. So I think therein lies the basis of this.
Well, what do you think about RFK Jr.? You know, he's talking about the idea that obviously the Democrats should have a debate. I'm not holding my breath. Are you about that?
No, I'm not holding my breath at all. And, you know, what's particularly fascinating is that, you know, there's kind of a full-blown boycott going on against him. And he actually came out the other day and praised Fox News for being the only one, only cable news network that'll even give him some face time. None of the others will. They're finished with them. So that tells you if the media has probably been told don't give them FaceTime because it's kind of like a debate without Biden there. You see what I'm saying? So they're kind of doing to him what they're doing to Elon Musk. I mean, there's an assault going on here for free speech and political discourse and policy discussions, and, you know, cable news, with the exception of Fox News. I don't know if Newsmax has had Kennedy on there or not, but
they have. They have, yeah.
Okay. So that just kind of tells you where things are. They're shutting down, essentially, campaigns and policies discussions.
Well, speaking of campaigns, do you think that at some point, if Biden does in fact step down from running, not from the presidency per se, but from running, is it really Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings? Or, you know, I keep hearing the name Michelle Obama. I mean, it sounds fantastical, but do you think that they would go with Michelle Obama over Governor Newsom?
Well, I think they would go with Whitmer before they would go with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama doesn't want the job. It is, you know, the pundits that are having the discussion of putting Michelle Obama's name out there. But can you about imagine Michelle Obama being in a discussion with Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, China? I mean, no. Can you imagine she having a discussion with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and being the Commander-in-Chief? No.
Indeed, indeed. Well, but now you set up this weird choice, right? Do you want Whitmer or do you want Gavin Newsom to be the nominee? I mean, I don't know. I don't know about either of those.
You want to get rid of your governor?
Gavin Newsom just came out and said stick with Biden. So there you go.
All right, you guys, you take care. And Denise will talk to you tomorrow. And Kyle, you hang in there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience over there at Facebook. Check her out. And we'll be right back, Kyle and I, with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way on this Patriot Day 2023. We remember. I will never forget.
You are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Vice President Kamala Harris is dismissing GOP presidential candidates' attacks on her as familiar territory.
They're scared that we will win based on the merit of the work that Joe Biden and I and our administration has done.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, she addressed concerns about President Biden's age and claims that she'd be worse than him. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video places him in Phoenixville in Chester County, which is less than 30 miles from Philadelphia. He appears to have shaved his beard and may be driving a stolen white Ford Transit van. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. We're going to be doing something special today because it is Patriots Day 2023, 22 years later. And it's brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America, the website cv4a.org. CV4A.org. Go over there, check them out, and see what you can do to help a soldier and help them with their goals to help our nation's military, men and women. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, being us out today is, of course, Patriots Day 2023, 22 years later. The one thing that has been preserved for all time is the audio tapes of the day, and they're sequenced in different blocks. I've got one here that's going to be about 4 minutes long, but it starts with the first plane that hit the tower, and there was a fire crew down on the street, and they saw the plane hit, and they called the first alarm in, and then things went downhill very quickly from there. But we're going to listen to this, so are you ready?
I sure am.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, it's going to start out.
This is Fire Alarm Dispatcher Carlos Sanchez of Fire Dispatch Operations on September 17th, 2001. Make a cassette tape from Manhattan Master Tape 423. Originally recorded on September 11th, 2001 in the County of New York, City of New York, State of New York, in conjunction with Citywide Job Number 1-44. Please stand by for a series of messages. Message 1 is a straight radio run. Received on channels 15 and 17. The message commences at 0800 hours, 46 minutes, and 43 seconds.
Battalion 1 to Manhattan.
Battalion 1.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center. Transmit a second alarm and start relocating companies into the area.
10-4, Battalion 1.
The World Trade Center, tower number one, is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
10-4, all companies stand by at the time.
Now, what's going on, folks, is these were the initial units that were on the street almost immediately on the scene, and the closest availables that were showing up and reporting, some reporting on top of each other, as happens in a major evolution like this, and some reporting the same information over and over again, which is what you do because you need to confirm that what people are saying is going on is actually going on. But, Kyle, you could just sense the anxiety, the expression we got to get there, we got to get this going in all of this, couldn't you?
Well, that's right. In other words, when one of the firefighters said, you know, send everything you got, basically,
that's
all
right.
The ambulances, everything.
Yep.
And you typically don't hear that kind of thing. And they were dealing with this this unbelievable magnitude of what had just happened. Of course, what else was going to follow the second plane would have come later on, expanding this even further. But also, Captain, what I hear in this is that the anxiety is there, but these are professionals, and also what you hear is them working this problem mm-hmm. and falling back on their training and not collapsing into, I can't believe this is happening, you know, I can't think straight. They're doing mm-hmm. their job, and it's just absolutely admirable. We just marvel at what they were able to do.
And I can tell you that, unfortunately, most of the voices you just heard perished in the building. Battalion 1 was one of the first chiefs in the building, and he was one of the first ones to get caught up in it. And Battalion 6 and a couple of those trucks you heard in there, Rescue 2, they were also caught up in this, and they were lost. But this is what happens, and that's why I'm trying to advise everybody that some of the voices you're hearing are from the people that are no longer with us. And those are the people that we remember on a day like this. They're the ones that gave it their all. I mean, believe me, if anybody else could have been there, myself included, sooner and been upstairs and been, you know, trying to work to get the people out, that's what we're trying to do. That's what we would have done. Now, as it is, and nobody knew this until way after the fact, we were all assuming that there was 25, 30, 40,000 people in those buildings, both of them. Come to find out, most of them, after the first plane hit, had immediately gone out of the building. Tower number 1.
Right, exactly.
And the people in tower number 2 were afraid to go in, even though people were saying, oh, come on, it's okay, it's okay. And because they were afraid to go in and they stayed out on the street, they were safe simply because they didn't go in the building to their offices.
Exactly, exactly.
But hindsight doesn't really prevent a lot of the stuff that that transpired that day. And I don't know if we're going to have Chris Markowski calling in or not. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I have some more stuff of some more audio that I'm going to play just so people can get a fix for what was going on. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here. And if you want to call and opine and render some opinion, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on this September 11, 2023, 22 years after the day when history was made that we'll never forget. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find more about them by going to their online website, mossacura.com, and take a look at the 450-some-odd vehicles that they have in inventory. Now, they are the original home, along with Moss Family Automotive, all of the stores together, of the You Serve, You Save program. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, get afforded great deals on the vehicles that you're looking at. That's new or pre-owned. And that also includes church pastors. Now, they also have Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out. Check them out online first, mossacura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is still with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
We have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Well, we're 22 years after the big day in New York City. Where were you when that happened?
I was living in New York City at that point in time. My wife was actually on her way to work. My office was actually downtown. And, you know, I got delayed in because I had to do a radio show, a guest appearance on a radio show. And I was doing it from my house. I was going to take drive in a little bit later on. And, you know, that's when you had, you know, Fox News on in the background. You kind of watched everything that happened. My wife called me, said that there was something going on, you know, downtown. There was some accident, and they kind of got word of it, and everything kind of unfolded. And then it was like, okay, how do I get my, you know, wife, my sister-in-law, and everybody who was in the city out? But it was you know, pretty surreal, you know, for a period of time. You had, you know, fighter jets circling the city, and,
yep.
You know, it was definitely, you know, you have bits and pieces of, you know, the things that you remember from that point in time. It was definitely a surreal type of a experience. There's no doubt. And obviously the aftermath was really stuck. It was kind of like a shock on that day. It was just the perpetual, you know, sound of bagpipes, because I lived in an area in Queens at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, primarily, you know, very, you know, blue collar firefighters and police officers. It mm-hmm. was, you know, funerals, you know, that seemed to go on forever. It was really bad.
How did you get your family out of New York? What did you do? Did you have to go get them?
They walked out. They had to walk out over the bridges because everything got shut down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember that. Yep.
So they ended up walking over the Triborough Bridge and got them in Astoria.
Mm-hmm. Because when we were dispatched to the scene, to the call, on about the third alarm, I think it was, we wound up going to the tunnel, Manhattan Tunnel, is where we staged. And then we were called in as we could, you know, they could figure out where they were going to put us, because at the time, there was Tower 2 was struck, I believe, about 15 minutes later after Tower 1. But it took about an hour and 12 or 13 minutes for Tower 1 to go down, and they had no idea that was going to happen, let alone the second one was going to go down with it, and that's what got us.
Well, that was one of the things that I was actually, you know, pleasantly surprised about. It was just how well-organized everything was, the emergency response and the certain highways being shut down. And it was just, you know, everything that was done around it was done very, very well. And, you know, again, compared to the type of leadership that we've had here in New York City over the past, past couple of mayors, is a complete difference.
Yeah. Let me go to the phone call or phone line here and pick up a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Collins from Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, Captain, can you explain to me what happened to Building 7 that day?
Okay, I'll try to, so let me hang up so I can answer the call. Okay, he's talking about everybody's wondering that Building 7 was blown up or this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. That took a direct hit of the landing gear right down the elevator shaft, number one, which went all the way from the top to the bottom, number two, which damaged the integrity of the building. Number three, but there was other debris that fell on the building, and it made it structurally unsound, and I'm surprised that it stayed up as long as it did based on what I know about the structural integrity of the building, because one of the things that I saw through the fire marshal's office was the building plans and how these things were built, and the buildings were never built to, like, lean left or lean right, Chris. They were built to implode floor by floor by floor by floor straight down, which is what they did.
Well, yeah, because, again, that's how all these, you know, you speak to people, you know, and I was talking to architects about it, that's what they want to have happen. God forbid something goes on.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually buildings in Manhattan that, you know, they actually have counterweights
right
at the top of the building to deal with wind. So, you know, if wind is blowing in a certain direction, it can adjust. So, yeah, the design is always for it to, you know, to go straight down, I mean, rather than go sideways. Imagine if they did go down sideways. I mean, the type of, what the death toll would have been like.
Now, I wasn't even on the side that Building 7 was on, and I heard about Building 7 and what happened to it long after, we were involved in the evolution we were involved in, because we were hung up for 13 hours just trying to get out of the debacle that my unit was in. But, it is what it is, and then... We started to hear all this other sort of stuff, and We heard that a bomb was dropped, and we heard all sorts of stuff. But I don't know. I'm not going to get into any speculation. I just know what I know happened, and I just explained what I know did in fact happen to the building that way. And when you drop something down the middle of an elevator shaft and it goes from top to bottom, and that elevator shaft is connected all four which ways to the floors and whatnot, it's got to do something to the structure of the building. And I don't know what it did or how that worked, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the various different conspiracies, surrounding, what down there, I look at them just as such. I mean, how in the world, you got to think about it this way. How in the world, the amount of people that would have to be involved in something like this, and for it to be, a complete secret, not a single whistleblower, nobody saying, it's kind of silly, to think you could something like that off.
I wasn't living in Sarasota at the time. We hadn't moved down here because I hadn't gotten myself retired because of my injuries and all that. But I understood that in Sarasota, this is where these guys learned to fly, and they were actually living in one of the apartment buildings down there right in South Sarasota.
In Venice, yes. And that's the thing that has always disturbed, I think, me the most in regards to, you talk about conspiracies. I remember there was also a Saudi family that lived in Sarasota that magically disappeared. We flew all of these members of the royal family out of the country. A lot of everybody, almost everybody is a royalty in some way, shape, manner, or form in that country. And, airspace is shut down, and they were flown all out of the country, including a family down in Sarasota. They did flight training was down in Venice, down the airport down in Venice. And again, it was the failure of our bureaucracy not to deal with this. I mean, for crying out loud, you got people learning, they all knew there was, why in the world are people wanting to learn how to fly an airplane, but not, they don't want to learn land.
Kyle,
about a red flag.
Kyle, we got about a minute here. You want to run or something?
Well, I think one of the other big aspects of that day was we saw what was happening in New York, in Washington, and in Shanksville. The question arose, of course, what else could be going on?
Yeah.
And that's where the FAA ground stop came into play, to ground every aircraft, no matter where you are, no matter what your destination is, land right now, or else you could be subject to some, being shot down eventually,
right.
Essentially. So that in and of itself was also a way of trying to turn off whatever it was that was going on, because, frankly, we didn't know what else to expect that day in Los Angeles or what have you.
Oh, and in the surrounding period of time, too. Everybody was on high alert in New York City, and there was all constant rumors. Okay, there was a truck stopped near the George Washington Bridge. I remember there was a story there. And again, we don't know everything. I mean, I've seen police helicopters and whatnot take down people on roadsides that don't even make it to the news. So we don't know what they're doing. So
right. All right. Well, Mr. Chris, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there, and try to stay nice and comfy.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His website, go over there, check it out, check him out. And of course, he's on many of the same stations that I'm on. So there you go. All right, in the meantime, we'll be right back with more. Coming up, Frank Silvato, our brother of the badge, fellow firefighter.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.